We are going to be feeling
June
that not only
16th,
today, but also
2014.
tomorrow.
Just
91 or
another
two
day for
today.
meteorologist
Partly cloudy
Danielle
skies,
Dozier.
Southerly winds,
just another weekly
gusts up to
forecast
20
for
or 30
KOCO 5
with
News in
weather,
Oklahoma
impact,
City.
Large-tailed
Then
winds.
suddenly,
winds are
this.
Be with us. Whoa. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. This is live on air. That was way bigger than what we just
huge.
Felt earlier. That was well over 4.0 magnitude. I can tell you that much right now.
In just the last few years, there's been a surge of earthquakes in Oklahoma. They're hitting 600 times more frequently than they did before 2008. On average, Oklahoma has two a day with a magnitude of 3 or greater. That beats California. This week, the U.S. Geological Survey linked the majority of Oklahoma's recent earthquakes to wastewater disposal wells used in oil and gas production. Most of these earthquakes are happening in central and north central Oklahoma. So we called up some of the people living there.
Give me just a second. I'm processing an order here.
Mark Usselton is the owner of the liquor station in Edmond, north of Oklahoma City.
And we are the lucky recipients, I guess, of a vast number of earthquakes.
When the ground shakes, Usselton hears it.
It's really strange because you hear this loud boom, like a cannon's going off. And then the bottles vibrate, you know. You can hear them rattling like somebody's just shaking the racks. And then all of a sudden I realized, hey, this is an earthquake.
He's lost some inventory.
It has fallen off the shelf, and we broke a couple of small bottles of cheap tequila.
The last earthquake in Edmond was on Friday, a 3.3 on the Richter scale. But that's minor compared to the one 4 years ago.
Hello?
That's Mary Renault. She lives just outside Prague, an hour east of Oklahoma City. That was the first time she'd felt the ground shake, and it was a big one.
A doozy. There were three earthquakes within 3 days. You drew a triangle from all those different epicenters. Our house is right in the middle.
The biggest one that Saturday in November measured 5.6 magnitude, the largest in Oklahoma's history.
Kitchen looked like the bomb fell. You know, everything fell out of the cabinets and broke, and the chimney, of course, fell through the family room ceiling, and, you know, we couldn't live here, so we bought a trailer, and we lived there while they worked on the house.
It took 6 months to get the house repaired. Luckily, the Renaults had earthquake insurance. That's something more residents are buying now, says Seth Robbins. He's an insurance agent at Terra Insure Group in Guthrie, Oklahoma. He says 5 years ago, not even 1 in 100 people had earthquake insurance. Now, he says it's more like 1 in 5.
Major uptick, yes, yes. It went from not even a blip on the radar to probably more prevalent than flood insurance now as far as customer by customer.
Robin says the fact that the majority of earthquakes are caused by Oklahoma's energy industry is going to complicate things.
Earthquake is defined in an insurance policy as a naturally occurring seismic event. Well, there's no way to know because we're on a fault line. We're on a documented active fault line. What quakes are naturally occurring seismic activity and which ones are unnatural? And if it's spurred on by human activity, is that still a naturally occurring seismic event?
Mike Honigsberg is the emergency management director in Enid, 100 miles north of Oklahoma City. For him, earthquakes are just one more natural disaster to worry about.
Yeah, just a few more pages in the emergency operation plan.
In case you don't remember, this area is also known as Tornado Alley.
We're pretty much versed in the severe weather, you know, wind, hail, and tornado situation. Of course, you know, that happens all the time. We grew up with that, but we become the earthquake capital of central part of the United States.
That's a title Mike Honigsberg says he would be happy to give up.